the dreams, all the hopes for the national championship come down to this play. Young from the shotgun, back to throw. Vince looks, under pressure. He'll tuck it in one. Vince to the five. Young, touchdown, Texas. Touchdown, Vince Young. He's done it again. Vince Young has given the Longhorns the lead with 19 seconds to play in the game.
This is an incredible individual effort for Vince Young.
How about this play? Trying to get a receiver open in the end zone. Gets pressure, feels it, sees the corner of the end zone. And how about another walk-in touchdown?
You are listening to Game Time. My name is Rodney Waits, along with David Nuno, Daryl LA, and Raheel Ramzanali. You just heard which happened to be the greatest day of my life.
You say it on your voicemail.
Yeah.
We should call your voicemail.
I know it seems kind of weird, you know, the person who has the greatest day of your life being in college football experience in Pasadena, California. But it went deeper than that. You know, as you dream and you have jobs in your life, and you say, okay, well, I want to be this when I grow up. I was like, I want to be a broadcaster. I want to be able to go to events, get paid to go there and talk about them, you know, and such. And I had an opportunity to do that, oddly enough. It was the greatest sports event because, for instance, you know, obviously it's so many different levels. You know, you have people, okay, you want UT to win because you went there. Then you say, okay, Alec, you won a good game.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the national championship. But then even inside of that, like with the – ever since Vince was like at Madison, I was like, this guy's the best high school player I've seen. So then when he got to UT, it was like, well, if he was that good, why did he redshirt?
Okay.
Well, let me take some time. Okay, then his redshirt freshman year – Chance Mock started, and then Vince had a game like Texas Tech. Vince, in the middle of the season, Vince comes in and starts. Then Texas Tech, Vince gets, you know, taken out. Another deal. But it came to a point, bro. I like the
I'm sorry. I got a really funny chat out.
Dude. Hold on. Finish up. This is an emotional moment. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Are you sharing this moment?
No, I'm not that knee-deep into it. It's not the greatest day of my life, but it is up there.
But, like, when you have a thing and, like, I mean, it goes with, like, my family and, like, you know, people being sick and, me ended up going out there. Like, it was a whole deal. Like 17 of my fraternity brothers go out there. And the whole experience of it, like, it's like...
Bonding with brothers. But
it's like 15 of us.
There's a lot of bondage.
And if you're out there, I mean, it's everybody is, it like, against you. I had a dude who was class of 55, USC, had a walker with an oxygen mask. And he's like, you know what, UT got nothing but beer and burger meat. Like... At their little, like, we went to their pep rally.
Did you push the walker over?
Well, my homeboy did, in turn, push down this chick and almost got us kicked out of Universal Studios. But to say all that, bro, UT, undefeated season.
Let's do this.
06 national champ.
In a little while, we've got to get to our Astros Daily because we're a couple minutes. We're definitely late, and they will let me hear about it. Just kidding, guys. I kid because I care. We want to call your voicemail later. We've done it before on the show, but I think there's some new people to the show.
Yeah,
we'll play with the voicemail. And also, this is a pretty funny chat out to you. It's meant in the nicest thing.
I don't have a problem with any of it.
Virginity just called, Rodney, and it's upset with you regarding the greatest day of your life.
It's all good.
He worded it differently, but I was just trying to...
If you had a chance to be with Vince Young in that way, would you?
I'm gonna
make this comment. One of my greatest days ever, which we couldn't get a YouTube moment for, was when the San Diego Sockers went to the finals of the MLS, MISL. I worked for the team, I traveled with the team, and I'm not even that big of a soccer guy like you are, and it was like one of the greatest sports moments ever. So I know what you're getting at. When you live vicariously and you sweat with the team and all that, and if you're there, it's different. That being said, I think the best day of my life is going to happen in a week.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not married, I don't have a kid, I mean, graduation is one thing, you know, but like, it just...
Yeah, that was it.
You know. It gets people moist. It's a good feeling.
Will it be? We owe you 7.5 minutes. How about that?
Oh, that sounds great. I'm a UT fan. I went to A&M, so that's not my favorite game, but I was still pulling for him that time.
Willie Bealake is a smart man. Willie Bealake. Hey, man, let's talk a little Astros. They let's see if I can say it the best way. They've been sucking lately.
Oh, man. On water. Yeah, it's been a rough week, and I'd hope that we would... could pull off just 5, maybe 6 if we got lucky, but just 5 wins on this road trip, and now we're going to have to win today and then sweep Pittsburgh to do that. So it's been a tough week.
Let's. I don't know where to begin. There's been some bad pitching performances the last couple. What is Dell doing in the booth? I'm sorry, Willoughby. I just saw Dell breakdancing in the booth.
No, I got the shivers. So I was trying to work that out. That's all.
Did you see it, Raheel? Dell was just breakdancing in the booth. That was the best thing.
That's what the Brewers felt like yesterday. They were breakdancing.
It's cold in here.
With the Astros offense not putting up anything.
My God. Okay, Willie B., there's been a lot of things we can point at. There's been some okay pitching performances like yesterday. Mr. Moeller looked pretty good. But there's been some horrendous ones. Oscar Villarreal every time he comes out there. And there's been some other things. But really what's been the most glaring thing has been the offense missing.
Yeah, it's been absent most of this trip. We got 8 runs that first game Tuesday in St. Louis. And then, like you say, just haven't been able to score since then. I think, 4 or 5 runs? Yeah, 5 runs the last 4 games. That's just not going to get it done. I don't know what it is with Bergman. I'm wondering what they're going to start doing with Bourne. That's been a problem at the top of the order, of course.
According to some people, they're not going to do anything at all.
Well, you know, while we were winning and he was struggling, it's one thing. But now that we're losing, I mean, he looked pretty awful on Friday night.
Yeah, he did. Was it the night he went 0-for-5, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had that one at-bat that he had, like, he fouled off, like, 32 pitches. But that's neither here or there, whatever that means. Darren Erstad looked good, though. You got to give Darren Erstad, when he's in spot situations, he really comes to play.
Yeah, I like Darren. I like what he brings. I'm not sure he's the answer, you know, to replace there at the top. You know, maybe we just have to give Bourne a little bit more time. But at some point this season, Bourne's got to either start bringing it. And the same thing with Toles. So behind the plate, we're not getting any production down there. So we've had kind of dead spots 8-9-1 for a while now in the batting order.
713-439-1560 is the number if you want to call in about your Astros. You can email the show, gametime@1560thegame.com, and we are monitoring the boards on astrosdaily.com. Willie B. joins us, and we're expecting a phone call very soon from James Anderson, who him and I, we have a, what you would call a, not a rocky relationship, we're like brothers, okay? But we're completely different. We fight, but we hug.
Fighting?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, James Anderson and I, he's my buddy. He's going to call in later, and I know Bob Halsey will be definitely calling in. Speedy 08's got some stuff I want to get into, but I'll let Rodney take it from here.
You know, we've talked a lot about the minor league system for the Astros with the draft coming up. What's some of the prospects you would like to see in your best case scenario for the Astros since they have several picks in their first 100?
Well, I'm not sure. The deal with the college draft this year looks a little thin. I'm not sure how the high school really shakes out right now. But hopefully we're gonna grab some arms to add to the system.
Yeah, pitching's gonna definitely be a must. Now, do you, with speaking of pitching, our rotation going on, what do you think about the fact that, you know, the Astros had to implement some guys who have been called up from Round Rock, like Castle or Cassell, however you want to pronounce it. Do you think now the pitching is showing that, okay, we need to make some changes, can we make changes?
Well, they made a few changes, or at least a few additions this last week. They brought up, or they signed Jorge Sosa and Ray King, beef up the down at Round Rock. I'm not sure what they're going to do with Sosa in the long run. There was some talk about him maybe eventually make it into the rotation down there. That adds a couple of veteran arms, though, that they could bring up. The bullpen, except for Villarreal, has been fairly well lately, has done a fairly good job. You also got Chad Pirano down at AAA, who's having a pretty decent season. So The concern right now to me is still Oswalt. I mean, it's just he's got to start coming around and winning some games for us.
The number is 713-439-1560. We're going to have to take a break in a second. We're going to let Raheel end the segment with a question, and then we'll go to break, come back with a little more. Willie B. Lakey from AstrosDaily.com.
Hey, Willie, have you noticed Hunter Pence out in the outfield? Last night especially, when the ball was hit towards him, he made that awkward leap into the fence and try to make a play on the ball when he just could have run a little bit faster and gotten the ball. Have you noticed his kind of, I don't want to say...
Antics?
No, it's not antics, and it's not like he sucks on the outfield, but just bad plays that he's still making?
Well, you know, a lot of things about him look awkward. He runs real gangly like a windmill. Mm-hmm. His arms and legs move in different directions. I think he's still learning as far as judging some of those balls, and he's obviously still learning some of the parks, how to play fences. Yeah, he's young. He does his defense doesn't bother me too much because I know he's given an all-out effort.
All right, that is Willie B. Lakey of AstrosDaily.com. If you have a chance, call us up, 713-439-1560. James Anderson, I'm calling you out, buddy. Waiting for your call. Bob Halsey, where you at, dude? All you AstrosDaily.com columnists and Chatters, Ryan, Ed, wherever you're at, call us up, 713-439-1560. This one's for Dave in the Med Center and Shawnee. Yaw? Yaw, yaw.
Hi, everyone. This is John Granato for Wildcat Golf Club, the preferred course of Houston sports franchises. Event planners, listen up. Wildcat is offering a special I've never seen them do before, so take advantage of it right now. For 1 month only, book your event to be played in June and receive special pricing for all your players. Charity, corporate, bachelor party, it doesn't matter. Book your event of 16 players or more Monday through Thursday in June and receive 18 holes of championship golf, a hamburger meal, and a bounce-back round for a return trip to Wildcat, all for only $50 per player. Are you kidding me? Wildcat centrally located right in the heart of Houston. Both of their 18-hole courses always in great shape and provide fantastic views of downtown and dramatic elevation changes. Call Liz Strong, the event sales manager, 713-413-3400. 713-413-3400. Or visit them at wildcatgolfclub.com.
Southside represent. It's DJ's Restaurant Sports Bar. Cue the funky beat.
Attaboy, Frank. You all know that DJ's is the place to be in Missouri City, but do you know about their weekly specials? Monday,
$3 frozen drinks, $4 tequila shots. Tuesday,
25-cent wings and $5 flavored vodka.
I love flavored vodka.
Wednesday,
$5 energy shots, $19.99 steak and lobster.
Steak and lobster.
Plus, ladies' night. Thursday,
$5 call liquors, fajita night. Friday,
live DJ and drink specials.
And don't, I repeat, do not forget, DJ's has live bands, big screen HD TVs, S-class waterfalls,
high-tech pool tables, steel-tipped dart boards, and a 40-foot bar.
DJ's Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highway 6, just 1 mile east of the Fort Bend Tollway.
DJ's is so awesome, I'm going to make a rooster sound.
No, wait, don't. Man, that was good.
So is DJ's.
1560 The Game. We're higher.
Higher.
Than the other sports stations.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
No, seriously. We broadcast at a higher frequency than the other sports stations.
Did you ever look at a dollar bill, man? There's some spooky stuff going on a dollar bill, man. I mean, and it's green, too.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Hello?
Hey, people. What's up? David Nuno and Frankie Van Gogh.
I can't seem to hear in stereo.
Bullington with this week's E-Spot Art. Because we're cultured like that. Cue the music.
All right, the first piece is a Paleolithic sculpture called the Venus of Willendorf. It's a fertility type of statue with saggy breasts, and it's carved out of stone and really old and really creeping me out right now.
It's like an old lady who's fat with no legs or no arms.
Let's take it all in, shall we?
Ouch.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice sculpture.
Moving it along, how about the Mona Lisa by Van Gogh?
That's Leonardo da Vinci. Oh.
Okay, this creeps me out as well. He, she will not stop staring at me.
What a nice receding hairline that lady has.
But regardless, let's all take a moment to soak in this fine piece of art. There she is, Mona.
Yeah, I want a bona.
And the last one is a sculpture you can see here locally. It's by Joan Miró, and it's called Personage with Birds, right outside the J.P. Morgan Chase Tower.
Never seen it.
It's an eyesore, David. You can't miss it. Check out this photograph.
And that does it for this week's E-Spot Art.
Got something to say about the game? Call 713-439-1560 and tell Nuno he lives with this crap.
¿Qué tranza, piratas? Estamos aquí en Game Time con Rodney Waits, Rahil Ramzanali, David Nuño y Del Olale. Estamos aquí con AstrosDaily.com también, con Willy B. Lakey, hablándonos de los Astros.
That's what your new... That's what your new... when you start up with Game Time, or Nuño and Hoppy tomorrow, that's what your first segment needs to be. It needs to be, I'm angry!
I'm angry!
And then go Spanish.
Can like I go, estoy bravo!
Yes. Just flip out Hoppy. Look, that'd be really funny.
I thought I got rid of yelling.
Oh my god, what is it? You know what? You might be stupid.
might be. No, you are. Welcome back to Game Time. 713-439-1560 is the number. You can reach us here, or you can email us at Game Time.
Whoa, creepy sports guy in the morning.
Or you can email us at Game Time at 1560thegame.com.
Not if we email you first. Whoa!
Whoa. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Rodney's, let's just do a whole segment. Rodney distanced himself from
let's
us.
Let's do the whole segment
time.
Like that.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Let's welcome back Willie B. Lakey from AstrosDaily.com.
Bueno.
¿Cómo estás, Willie B?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Oh, that might be him. Hey, wait.
Oh, my God, he's speaking Spanish.
Well, you don't grow up down in McAllen without speaking at least a little bit of it.
Or McAllen. Hey, let me ask you something, Willie B. You ready for a phone call?
Sure.
You ready for one of the legends of AstrosDaily.com?
He's a legend.
Sure.
Let's take one from Ryan Ed. See if Dell can help us. Oh,
we just dropped Willie B.
We'll get Willie B. back on the line. But
Ryan Ed, you talk to us.
Let's get a chance to get Willie B. back on and have Ryan Ed on the line. What's up, Ryan Ed?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing better.
Good, man.
I would like to see the Astros win, of course, but I think they're going to play better in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think so, too, man. To be honest with you, they've given us no indication that they're a bad offensive team. They've got some good pitching performances the last four nights, and they just has not gone the way that the Astros expected.
Yeah, I think the Astros, they can win today, and I think they'll sweep the Pirates. I think they can make this a 5-4 road trip. I think they're going to turn out to be a pretty good road trip.
We hope so. We got Willie B. back on the line. Willie B., you there, buddy?
Yeah, I am now. I missed the first part of that.
Well, Ryan Ed was just basically saying that it sucks when the Astros lose in general, and I think we all agree with him there. But
yes.
He thinks that they'll win today, and they'll sweep the Pirates. Your thoughts?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. That's what we need to do, have a winning road trip. If we'd come off this road trip with just 5-4, I think it's something like 13 games more on the road once we get home next weekend with the Cardinals.
Hey, guys, you know what's really more, you know, what the real story here of this entire road trip has been, though, has been the Astros have dropped four straight. But at that same time, the leaders in the division, the Chicago Cubs, have won six straight.
Oh, they've been on fire. And the way they won it the other day, Friday afternoon, down, 9-1 after the fifth inning to the Rockies and came back and won it, that's just unconscious.
What else you got, my boy Ryan Ed?
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs are just playing really good baseball right now. I'm not even paying attention to the division race because I'm just following what the Cardinals do because the Astros entered today only three games back of the Cardinals for the wild card lead, and I think the Astros can eventually win the wild card this season. But I'm not going to worry about the division race until the Astros are at least in second place.
I feel you there, my friend. What about, did you watch any of that mixed martial arts? Just going to ask you, Ryan Ed.
Mixed martial arts?
I guess
I like some fighting.
Okay, I was just seeing if you saw the Kimbo fight last night.
I heard about it. I didn't see it, though.
Okay. Hey, buddy, well, we appreciate your call. Make sure you call the show again, all right?
Well, David, I just want to say that I really enjoy your show, and I'll call again probably next week.
Thank you very much, and we will definitely talk to you soon, buddy.
You too. Take care.
All right, man. Thanks, Ryan Ed. Good day.
Please do call next week.
Yeah.
I'm a Ryan Ed friendly zone.
We're Ryan Ed. We're Astros Daily friendly.
We're all friendly. We're friendly to everybody.
We're friendly to Willie B. Lakey.
Yeah. Willie B.'s good.
Willie B. Let's talk a little bit about Roy O.
Yeah, you know, it just bugs me how he hasn't come out of the funk that he was in. He's had a couple of starts. And then this last one against the Cardinals wasn't that bad. We just didn't get enough offense, I guess, that game. But that just still kind of bothers me right now. I
think Richie wrote a blog. Richie wrote a blog about how with that kind of Roy O, you're going to win. I mean, the Astros obviously lost, but you'll take that kind of Roy O to get some W's.
Oh, sure. If that's going to be kind of the worst that he's going to have the rest of the way, then we'll probably be in good shape. But it just still kind of bugs me that he's especially giving up the long balls like he is this season.
Hey, let me Speedy 08 put a very interesting stat up there on the boards. Oswald's career through May. 33-30 with a 3.44 ERA, 51 dingers, one every 41 at bats, 2.8 looks like K's, and then
the walk ratio.
Yeah, and so I got the walk ratio. And check out Oswalt's Beyond May numbers: 83-29, 3.05 ERA, 77 homers. But remember, it's a lot longer time there, and about one home run every 48 at bats. So, bottom line is Roy doesn't struggle in May typically in his career, but he's definitely better as the season rolls on.
Right, and he's gotten off to kind of slow starts before, where, especially in April, where he wasn't pitching all that great, and then came on. So hopefully those stats are going to pan out. The long balls right now just really bug me because it makes me think he's either tipping some of the pitches or he's just getting them up. They're not moving through the hitter zone like they used to in the past.
Yeah, you know, and Cecil has also been saying this about Royo, is that if the Astros can keep it close in both of the races, Wild Card and the Central, they know the second half Royo is going to be better, and that's what they're looking for, and whether it's fixing mechanics or tipping the pitches, it's going to be a good second half for the Astros.
Oh, I agree. Up to now, they've actually exceeded my expectations, because I was thinking that something around 500, 81, 82, maybe 83 wins was going to be our top out, and we're on a pace for that and better right now.
Yeah. Have you changed much?
We do.
Have you changed much, or are you still sold on the 81?
you know, I've been following this team since 1962, and I try not to. Some of the best advice I ever got was from Jerry Devanen, who used to play for the team back in the 60s and 70s. I talked to him. He's a Jeff Devanen is his son, who's been playing with the Angels and the Diamondbacks, and he told me, you know, the thing is, if you go 4 for 4 one day, you can't come in the clubhouse just sky high the next day, and if you go 0 for 4, you can't come in just totally down in the dumps. So
yeah.
I just try to get it, keep myself as much as I can as a fan on an even keel. I just thought that was some of the best advice that I ever heard from a ball player.
The number here is 713-439-1560. We've got a couple more minutes with Willie Bielecki from AstrosDaily.com. You can email the show at gametime@1560thegame.com.
Willie, we had a last couple of days, actually last 2 weekends, several discussions about the current position of catcher and the catcher's batting average. What do you think is going to be the end result of this with JR? Do you think he's going to come out of this funk, or do you think that there may be a change needed at the position?
Well, I mean, it's almost has to be one or the other. He either has to start hitting a little bit more, or there is going to have to be more playing time given to Osmus, or maybe call up someone from AAA. I'm not real sure. You know, the thing is, there's just not anybody there to stick in his place right now that's doing a whole lot better.
Right.
It's kind of like the bullpen. We have some arms. You know, we're going to get Gary back. Hopefully this next week. It'd be interesting to see what happens with that move. We can't do anything with Wesley Wright. I really like that kid, but we can't make a move with him, or we lose him. And Villarreal has come around a little bit, but we'll see.
All right, Willie B. Actually, you know what? Uh-oh. As I go, all right, Willie B., the phone rings. People felt something was coming. Willie B., you have a little power, don't you, buddy?
No.
That's what we call filler space on radio, or
hey,
I call it.
Hey, Willie B., while Doug gets the call, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the Astros... Dale. What?
It sounded like you said Doug.
Yeah.
I said Dell. My bad, I was yawning. Okay, here's a question for you real quickly, Willie B. The Pirates coming up. Do you think the Astros can sweep that one?
You know, they're going to throw 3 lefties at us, I guess, and I never take that as a very good sign for us sweeping anyone. Looks like they're going to go with 3 lefties. I hopefully we can win at least 2 and come off, if we win today, at least come off this trip 4-5. If we can sweep 3 lefties, I'll do something crazy.
There we go.
I'll do some break dancing.
Okay, if the Astros sweep the Pirates with 3 lefties, we got to think of a bet real quickly that you will have to do.
I'll show up one day, one of those Sundays on when y'all are at the remote there.
Yeah, the bus.
And do something goofy. I'll do some break dancing for everybody.
Break dancing, and you bring donuts.
Okay, I'll bring donuts.
And break dancing at the bus.
Glazed donuts from Shipley's.
Okay.
All right, Willie B. We have a deal next Sunday. You're going to be bringing some donuts.
Oh, next Sunday. Ooh, man, you better talk to my travel agent, who also doubled as my wife, about that. But, yeah, I'll show up one of those times with donuts for the masses.
Excellent.
We appreciate that. I can't wait.
All right.
All right, Willie B., we appreciate it, buddy.
All right, y'all have a good day.
I know. Hey, Willie B., I'm not going to be on the show anymore. But I really would like for you to bring me food sometime.
Oh, I will. I'll come. I'll make a weekday run just for you, David.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it, Willie B. AstrosDaily.com. Make sure you check out the website.
As he hangs up, you can
hear him. He's like, I'm angry.
I'm angry.
The donuts. I like donuts.
Yeah, you know you want some donuts. Love 12 gang in this.
We have two Willie B's on the station. Isn't that cool?
Hey, how many minutes before a break?
1 minute, 12 seconds.
1 minute, 12 seconds? All right, I want to quickly bring up a point, and I talked to Rodney in break about this. Has there ever been, in any other profession, more of a kind of cloud hanging over a player or anybody for thinking that they could be the greatest in their profession? For example, when, you know, Stephen A. Smith, if you haven't seen this on ESPN, he has a conversation with Kobe Bryant. And Stephen A. asks the question that everyone that watches Kobe has on their mind. Do you think you're better than Jordan? Do you want to be better than Jordan? And Kobe's offended. You know, it's only in sports where if you're compared to the greatest and you say you want to be better than that guy, that people mock you. They make fun of you, saying, oh, he thinks he's the next Jordan. Oh, he wants to be better than Jordan. Oh, he wants to be better than Bird. He wants to be better than Magic.
I want to be better than Jordan.
Tiger wants to be better than who? Jack Nicklaus. Is Tiger a better golfer than Jack?
The actor or the golfer?
Jack.
The real Nicklaus, not Nicholson?
No, not Nicholson. Jack Nicklaus.
You never know.
Is he a better golfer than him? Does he go down as the greatest golfer?
Tiger's on the track.
On the road.
Track. Yeah. I don't know if he's there yet.
You know, a lot of golfers, when they bring it up, like, is Tiger the greatest? And they always say, oh, well, Jack is there. Is he better than Jack? Are you saying he's a better golfer than Jack? Maybe he is. It's only in sports where you compare somebody to the best and saying that, hey, this guy has a chance to be better than the best, you get mocked for
it. Who was better, Matt Maloney or Kenny Smith?
Matt Maloney.
Well, maybe.
No. But I've never seen, you know, and I brought this up to Ronnie. Like, if a scientist, say scientist A has a Nobel Peace Prize and scientist B is coming up and says, I want to be better than scientist A, people are like, that's good. That's a lofty goal, and that's, you know, that's going to make the profession better. Nobody's going to make fun of him. But in sports, you say, I'm going to be better than Babe Ruth.
Right.
I think I am better than Babe. People are like, you're an idiot. You know, they're going to mock you.
And, it's only in sports. And you have a bad attitude.
Yeah, and you have a bad attitude. You don't respect the game and all that. I think it's only sport where that happens.
It's tough, and then it's almost the debate has to happen after both players are.
Yeah.
Are, if they're not from the same era, after both of them are retired, that's the only fair deal. Yeah.
Like LeBron comes out and says, I grew up watching Magic or Jordan.
Yeah,
I grew up watching these guys, and I want to, you know, I'll never be better than them. I've never heard anybody, you know, be so
like
you don't want to admit that everybody wants to be the best. If you don't, then you're not playing sports. All right, sport